Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out on Sunday mornings with the aim of fixing our focus and our attention upon the Lord before we even walk through the doors of a church on a Sunday morning. And today I want to hopefully do that for us to begin priming our hearts to gather as the people of God. And I want to just look at Matthew 15 for just a little bit. And at the beginning of this chapter, Jesus is approached by Pharisees and scribes who ask him, why do your disciples not follow the traditions of the Jewish culture? And Jesus responds to them and brings up a laundry list of areas that he has witnessed them being hypocrites in the Jewish culture. And finally, it gets to verse 7, and Jesus says this, "You hypocrites, Isaiah prophesied correctly about you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain.'" Like, can you imagine what a sad picture that is of Jesus calling out these people that claim that they have a love for the Lord, but all that it is just empty ritual. And these religious leaders, they were viewed as the experts in that time, experts in tradition. Yet they had allowed these man-made rules to overshadow and to take place of their genuine love for God. And in the Jewish culture, these outward acts of worship, the ritual washings, the strict Sabbath observance were highly visible markers of those that were religious. Yet Jesus saw that something essential to worshiping the Lord was missing. And that was simply this, the love for God. And the problem wasn't that these traditions were bad. Honestly, many of those traditions that were started, they were started as a way to honor the Lord, but over time they became empty performances that were disconnected from the heart of the original intent. And Jesus quotes from Isaiah chapter 29, and he reminds those that are listening to him that God has always desired genuine devotion, not just the right words or the right rituals. And so even for us today, thousands of years later, as we gather for church, I think it's worth asking ourselves, why are we here? Is it out of habit? Is it out of expectation? Or is it to truly meet with the living God? And God is after a genuine heart, an authentic worship that only flows from the inside out, born from a heart that is in awe of who God is and ultimately surrendered to his will. And so my desire for us this morning and every Sunday is that we would sing songs and actually mean the words, that we would open our Bibles and allow the Holy Spirit to genuinely change us. And may our worship, both in church and outside of the walls of church, be pleasing to the one who sees our heart. And so I pray that as we come here, that we would have a genuine outpouring of authentic worship to the God who saves. Can I pray for us this morning? Lord, I pray that you would search our hearts this morning. God, allow us to not be like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, but Lord, would we fix our attention upon you? Would we worship you with a genuine outpouring of authentic love, Lord? God, I pray that you would remove any false or empty or self-serving agendas in our mind, and let our adoration and worship be more than just the words that we say or the words that we sing. God, I pray that they would be life-transforming, and I pray that your word would transform us this morning as well. We love you. I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.